neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
So his dear son Yosef HaTzadik was informed that to come and visit his Abba, his father. So now Yaakov Yalom Shalom, he tells his son, Imna Matzati Hen Veinecha, if I have found favor in your eyes. So Harav Techilet Mordechai asks, Masati is past tense. So he should have told his son, Im Emtza or Motze, in the present term. So how come he used past tense? He's asking his son for a favor. So he should say that if I have favor in your eyes, take me out. Yes? He didn't notice?
No, he didn't
notice. No? How come he used past tense? So Baruch Hashem, we have the answer. So Harav says a very beautiful insight. Harav says, Yaakov Avinu Shalom actually was telling Yosef HaTzadik, remember, you were in a big danger. Big, big, sensitive danger. What was the danger? Yeah, the wife of his master was just about to put him in a trap, right? So that was the biggest danger. So what happened? What happened?
His father.
Ah, beautiful. So now, Yaakov Avinu Shalom is telling Yosef HaTzadik, remember I helped you? Because at the moment that you were just about, God forbid, you lose everything, then I came and I helped you. You saw me, and then you stopped. So now, he's telling Yosef HaTzadik, Im na matzati. Remember what a favor I did for you in the past? So now...
But God didn't know his son was alive. How did he come to his...
I'm sorry?
Yaakov didn't know that Yosef was alive. How come he came to him? No, Yosef had a vision of Abba.
That's a good question, but the answer is very simple. Now, when he sees him, all the past fire has been revealed to Yaakov. I'm not showing him exactly what happened. So now that is end of his life, after 17 years that he is with Yosef, so now they reported to Yaakov Avinu Shalom exactly what happened, what took place, how he was saved, and so on. Yeah, the question is stands by itself. But
you told us something different. You said Yaakov and Yosef were living far apart for 17 years because Yosef did not want to be in the position to explain to the father.
Exactly. But past 2 weeks, I said many, many things.
If they revealed to Yaakov Avinu everything that happened to Yosef, how come they didn't reveal Yaakov about the brothers?
No, that's another chapter. It takes some time to explain to you.
Hashem hidden that part.
No, that needs a little introduction, you know, about an hour and a half. But so far, the reason that he used past tense, that I have found favor in your eyes, he meant that when I helped you to be saved from the wife of your master. That's one thing.
So the natural, he went to him, his face went to him and said, don't do that? No.
Yeah,
Yosef made it.
No. The Yaakov Avinu Shalom appeared to him and he told them, if you do your hand chata from your foot. Exactly, yeah. Then I'm going to take you off from the Urim V'Tumim. He told them. He told them, your stone is not going to be on the Urim V'Tumim. That's what he told them. No. Yaakov Avinu told Yosef. And that moment that he's just about the... Of course, also he felt that's the right thing to do because he felt that the wife of his master has the same intention as Tamar that happened with Yehuda. And also she felt that this is the right thing to do. But she was not sure the children that they're going to come about is from her or from her daughter, that is Asnat. So she looked in the astrology and so on. So now, that's one point, beautiful point that Harav brings. The other matter here is that he told them that I will be buried with my forefathers, shachavti im avotai, unsatani mimisraim. And then you take me out of Mitzrayim. You follow?
The reverse.
Hazak Baruch. Beautiful. Yeah, very nice. So now he should say, Yaakov Olav Shalom should have told his son, take me out and I'll be buried with my
fathers.
Exactly. But he says it the other way around. Why? How come he uses the matter that is going to take place anyway, that is to be buried with his fathers, and then he says, take me out. You should say, take me out and then bury me with my fathers. So Halav Shaddai Rabbim explains that Yaakov Olav Shalom at Luz, remember when he fell asleep after 14 years and then he had a dream? Remember the story? Yes, so then Hashem promised him, I'm going to protect you no matter what. And also, when he went to Beersheba before he comes to Mitzrayim, 17 years ago, right? So Hashem said, I'm going to go down with you and I'm going to come out with you. Right? So now here, he was already guaranteed, notarized, that Hashem is going to take him out. Good? So now the question is, does he need Yosef at all?
No.
No? He doesn't need him. Good? So why is he begging, you know, without respect to Yosef? He make him swear, you know, you have to take me out. No, Hashem already told you, I'm going to go down, I'm going to bring you out. Why does he need Yosef? No, he doesn't need Yosef to do it. Because Hashem already promised him.
If the children do so many sins, the father gets counted too. So even though Hashem guaranteed...
No, it has nothing to do with the children. Especially Yosef HaSadiq, you know, and all the Shevatim.
So why?
Are you waiting for me?
Yes.
No, you know the answer.
We don't answer him. There's some big image.
The answer is very beautiful, and it is, you know, sometimes the father comes home and asks the children, ask them, you know what this is? He asks his children about an item that he's looking for, right?
He asks his children?
He asks him about something that, you know, he's looking for, but he knows where it is. Why he asks the child? No, there's a better technique that would be very, very...
See if they care or not.
No, that's not the purpose. The purpose here is that when you include people in your decisions, then you make them very, very uplifted. It's not that you need their help, but when you make them join in your programs, decisions, your actions, so then they think that they're part of it. Here it's a beautiful message, and that is how Shabbat Rabbim explains, Yaakov Olav Shalom didn't need Yosef. It was already promised. In Beersheba, he stopped, he got the Korban, and Hashem told him, don't worry, you know, I'm going to go down with you, I'm going to bring you out, I'm going to come up with you. So now, what is this story? You know, please take me out, you know, I need your help. He makes him promise, swear, he makes him swear. Why? Because he wanted to make Yosef feel good. He wanted to make him, you know, you the one in the charge, you have to take me out. But he didn't need Yosef. And that's a beautiful message that the type of character, he likes to do everything on his own. He said, I don't need your help, you know, go away, I don't need you, you know, who are you? There are characters like that. There's a mentality like that. They want to do everything themselves. Why? Because they feel I can do it the best. Nobody can do it like me. And you know what's going to happen in the end? The end, you're going to wear yourself out. That's one thing. And the other thing is that people, they're going to look at you. What are they going to look at you? And it's not a good thing. Why? Because they feel you have a lot of gala, first of all, and you don't let anybody to participate. But here, learn such a beautiful lesson. It's not that you know how to do it or not to do it, but you cannot claim that you know everything. You can do it the way that it's supposed to be done. And you look down on everybody because you feel you're the only one can do it. I know how to do it. You don't know how to do it. This is not the place for it. Go away. Maybe you don't say it, but your attitude is going to be exactly, that's how it is. But here we see, here he says, "V'shachavtim avotai unsatani mimisraim." What do you mean? You have to say, "Take me out and then bury me in the Marad HaMachpelah." But here Av says, that's the quote. Yaakov Avinu didn't need Yosef. But why he came to him? Because he was the one in charge. You cannot, you know, push him away and say, you know, "I don't need you." He wanted to make him feel, yeah, you're the one in charge, and you have the authority to take me out. And that makes a whole difference, because when you participate, you know, kid, you know, "What color do you like? You know, I want to know, you know, which color you like." So, "Oh, Abba is asking me." Eh? Well, you don't need to ask him. What does he know? But that's how it should be managed. It should be handled. And you have to make him uplifted, make him feel good. And that's in any relation that we are involved with, at home, at work, that we have to consider our people as Adonenu. David Alechem Shalom, he directed us, "Mikol melamedai hiskalti." What is it called? "Mikol melamedai hiskalti." So he's teaching us, everybody is a melamed. What do you mean? Everybody's a melamed? Yeah, everybody's a teacher. Little kid is a teacher. Mikol melamedai hiskalti. That means you, if you want, you can learn from everyone. Everyone. Anyone. If you're willing to. But if not, you're a teacher of everyone. And sometimes happens. You know, in a lecture, you see a hand went up. What is the hand? When the hand goes up, what does it mean? I have a
question.
No, that means I want to teach you.
So whenever I talk,
Abba, they ask questions.
This doesn't mean I want to ask questions. It's politely want to tell you that I'd like to correct you, but in the form of question. And that's how it is.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.